aimed at ending the strike by bin workers in Birmingham. Members of Unite rejected a deal put to a vote on Monday, described by the council as a fair offer. A look at the weather. Outbreaks of rain continuing across large parts of the UK. The best of any sunny spells in the south and in the east. Highs of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you for that, Dom. The time has just gone 9 o'clock. Between now and 10, it's the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. For the next 60 minutes, it's non-stop music from your top 300. One of the last ones before we do the brand new chart.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions, book a premium suite for the ultimate adventure.
Classic FM.
If you're going to be in an orchestra, I reckon it's quite cool to be in the Venice Baroque Orchestra. We're performing the finale of Vivaldi's Mandolin Concerto in C there. Avi Avital was soloing. And before that, we had Mozart's Eine kleine Nacht music. Hope you enjoyed that as well. The Munich Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Enrico Onofri. This is the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. That's how we're starting it off this morning with those two pieces. Dan Walker with you until 10 o'clock today. I hope you're in fine fettle on this Wednesday. managing to keep the wind and the rain at bay. Definitely got the wrong trousers on today. Should have looked at the weather before I left. Trousers aside, welcome to an hour of your big hitters. Just 2 days until we count down the brand new chart. I'll tell you a bit more information about that in a mo. Something absolutely beautiful from Foray on the way after the work that Dvorak took just 2 weeks to put together, his Serenade for Strings.
Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Counting down the top 300 pieces of classical music as voted for by you.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
That really is gorgeous, isn't it? Cantique de Jean Racine from Fauré. The Orchestra of Paris and the Choir of the Orchestra of Paris, conducted by Paavo Järvi. And the second movement of Dvořák's Serenade for Strings, just before that, from the Czech Chamber Philharmonic Orchestra. We are, I've checked, 2 days away from the Classic FM Hall of Fame countdown for 2025. In case you weren't sure what it's all about, or maybe you're joining for the very first time today, it's our annual chart. It's compiled from your votes, and it's all about the nation's favourite classical music. This is the 30th year that we've done it, revealing the new top 300 across the Easter weekend. You told us what you want to go in there, and now all you need to do is join us every day from 9 in the morning till 9 at night across that entire Easter weekend. It starts on Good Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning. Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Enjoy immersive learning with their science and education program.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The finale to Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 1. Daniil Trifonov with the Mahler Chamber Orchestra. Mikhail Pletnev was conducting. And I hope you also enjoyed The Sea and Sinbad's Ship from Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. That was the Borasan Istanbul Philharmonic Orchestra. It's the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. A massive welcome to you. Dan Walker in the chair until 10 o'clock when Joanna Gosling will be floating into the studio. She's looking after the place for Xander this week. She's starting today with a burst of spring from Beethoven, plus one of the most beautiful film scores that's ever been written. She's here from 10 o'clock today. But don't go anywhere for the next 10 minutes or so. This is arguably one of the most beautiful concertos ever written. It began as a melody conjured up while recovering from an operation. It became Elgar's Cello Concerto. Thank you. The finale of Elgar's brilliant cello concerto. I hope you enjoyed that. That was Sheku Kanna Mason with the London Symphony Orchestra, all conducted by Simon Rattle. Bit of a treat for you on today's Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. Quick final mention for Richard in Barry in Wales. Get this, not only his birthday, but it's his friend's birthday. That's Chrissy, Lucy, Roz and Gareth. They've all got a birthday on the same day, the full club. Have a great day, you lot. The birthday stars have certainly aligned there, haven't they? I will see you back here tomorrow from 6:30 in the morning, the final day before the Classic FM Hall of Fame countdown for 2025. Are we having studio cake? We've got cake in the studio? Crisps? Maybe some biscuits. Oh, no. Okay, bring your own, apparently. I'll sort that out. Very close now, though. Don't go anywhere. Joanna Gosling is here next on Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions, witness the dramatic landscapes of Greenland, the world's largest island.
Welcome back to Carrot FM. It's time for another listener's letter. Dear Valent Hair, I need to replace my old inefficient heating system. Where should I start? Easy. You start with Valent. From efficient gas boilers to low-carbon heat pumps, Valent do it all. So what are you waiting for? Hop to it. Sorry, I'm a hare. It can't be helped. Valent.co.uk. The sign for the right heating decision.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Me, somebody to love.
The dream sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh, yeah, we're bouncing.
There's big savings on a range of fantastic beds and up to 25% off Silent Night mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Ever wonder what it's like to glide through the emerald waters of Halong Bay? Or if you'll ever cross India off your bucket list? Ever shared a golden beach with inquisitive penguins? Or wondered how it feels to explore the world, knowing every detail is taken care of? Wonder no more on a choice of over 40 worldwide tours. Choose signature for smaller groups and enhanced experiences. Book with Riviera Travel, a Which? Recommended provider for 13 years.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours in his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with PeakSave, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, the Supreme Court is delivering its long-awaited ruling on the legal definition of a woman. The case could have major implications on how sex-based rights are applied to transgender people. It was brought by a women's campaign group in Scotland. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, says a fall in inflation in March is an encouraging sign. The headline rate fell to 2.6% from 2.8% the month before, mainly due to a drop in petrol prices. Economic expert Vicky Price says the inflation rate is expected to go up again, though, to reflect April's bill rises.
We have very substantial increases in a number of areas, such as water bills, council taxes going up, vehicle licensing costs going up. So it's pretty widespread, and the expectation has been, in addition to the electricity price cap rising, that we're going to have from here on higher inflation than we've seen in the last few months and maybe way above the Bank of England targets.
The White House says the United States is actively considering tariff deals with 15 countries. It follows comments from the Vice President J.D. Vance, who said he's hopeful of a great trade agreement with the UK. Negotiations on ending the walkout by bin workers in Birmingham are set to continue today. Members of the Unite Union overwhelmingly rejected the council's pay proposal in a vote on Monday. And a study has found there's been a move away from disposable vapes since a ban was announced. Plans were announced to ban the throwaway devices last January, with the measure coming into force in June. Researchers at University College London say more people are now opting for reusable devices instead. A look at the weather. Outbreaks of rain across large parts of the UK will continue through today. Some sunny spells for the south and east of England. Highs of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.